Coming up on episode number 301. About 200 episodes ago, in episode number 101, I did a show called Worst Cover Songs. And while I hate using the term worst, you know, Coverville's not about negativity, right? These are songs that, you know, if you're told the artist and you were told the song, you'd think, oh, right, that'd be pretty good. But for whatever reason, these songs just miss the mark. So we've got a few of those selections for you tonight in the second installment of Worst Cover Songs. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's March 7th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you, I hate using the term worst, you know, it goes against what I feel like Coverville's about, but these are songs that, I'm going to say it, you know, they're some of the worst in my collection, some of the ones in my collection that I'm not nuts about. But let me say this right up front, with the exception of two of the artists you're going to hear on tonight's show, I'm a big fan of all the rest of the work they do, so, I'm saying that just in case, you know, somehow this ends up in the iPod of somebody, of one of the performers on tonight's show. It's a very far stretch to imagine that would happen. But just in case, I want to make sure I preface this with that. A couple of the artists on tonight's show I've never heard of other than these songs. So they did fit in with the rest of the mix, but I don't know how good the rest of your stuff is. And if you're hearing this and you want to send it to me, hey, I'd love to hear it. Before I get into that, though, I do want to talk about something that I've touched on a couple shows and once on the site, but Coverville is now available in an AAC edition. What does that mean? Coverville, you can now download Coverville or subscribe to Coverville. You know, if you subscribe, you get it automatically, right? There's got to be a few of you out there who still don't know that. But you can subscribe to a version of Coverville, the AAC edition, that will only play in iTunes and on an iPod, but it does give you some added features. For example, you'll see links in the in iTunes that you can click right on to go and purchase that album, the album that it comes from. Better yet, you've got the ability to go back right to the beginning of a song if you want to hear it again, or, heaven forbid, skip forward to the next song if you're not a big fan of the one you're listening to. And I can think of no better episode of Coverville than tonight's episode for skipping forward. All right, let's get right into it here. Our first track comes to us courtesy of ODB, who is better known as Old Dirty Bastard. I think he changed his name to Big Baby Jesus at one point, but he passed away, or he was shot. I believe he was shot a couple years ago. And no, I take that back. He collapsed in studio and died shortly after that. But he died November 13th, 2004, so just a couple years ago. It's a duet between he and Macy Gray, you know, someone I really like, doing a cover of Elton John and Kiki Dee's Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Never good to you. Down that amount, what you gonna do? Let's eat hot dogs on the stick. We drink some lemon French crisp over the back of the back in the king size bed. Fit for clean, let's do the do. Oh, listen, this is the old warrior singing deja vu. This is a dream that I was new. And oh, Moody B, too hot for the T. F U C and G, that's what you wanna do with your baby.
What's that spell?
Let's go to the park after dark. Ride some seven and get on your knees. Leave behind you a Tommy Doggy. Then go to the movies. I don't care which movie. I just wanna get some popcorn, make it salty.
Out there.
Shut up.
Thank you.
talk for hours and she explained me a pain. She said she needed real love and not material things. She says since her mother lost her dad, she thinks she's going insane. She said she saw it in my eyes, she felt that I could stop the rain. Then she asked me not to leave, begged me to spend the night. She said Shakespeare says who is love, who's not love from first sight. I couldn't lie, this was the best I ever felt in my life. She said we both needed each other more than we'd ever know. Little Wayne was right. Little Wayne. She taught me about love and I taught her about the ghetto and all the things she's heard of, about the crime and the violence that goes on out in the streets. And she taught me about the lack of honor amongst the elite. Before I knew it, it didn't matter if Little Wing had a cent, cause I judged her for money. Then I knew just what she meant. I realized she was just a child like me, born into this earth. And character, not currency's what makes up your true worth. This was the story of Little Wing. How we fell in love.
Hazy Dreams, featuring Ice-T on vocals there, with a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing, a song that, God, I love. Maybe it's just because I love the original so much that I feel like any... No, I can't say any other version, because I really like Sting's version too. There's just something about the simplicity of Jimi Hendrix's lyrics and the way Sting performs them, the way Jimi Hendrix performs them, that if you add any more backstory than that, I think it kills it for me. So Hazy Dreams featuring Ice-T with their version of Little Wing. That comes from a CD called Not Just a Jimi Hendrix Tribute. A lot of great stuff on that CD, too. I'll pull something else out for a future show. And then before that, you heard ODB. I'm down with ODB, just not down with them on this song. ODB with Macy Gray doing a version of Elton John's Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And that comes from an actual DJ promo CD that that I was sent. Well, our next band, you know, lest you think that this is just going to be rap covers. Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Every genre has its... It's missing the mark cover songs. This one, I'm a huge fan of Figures on a Beach. I had their first album, or at least their first full-length album, Standing on Ceremony. Seriously, if you see that in a record store, you've got to pick it up. It's fantastic. And I'm trying to remember if I've ever played Figures on a Beach for one of the Uncovered Gems of the Week on the show. If I haven't, I need to pull something out from one of those albums, because their first full LP, Standing on Ceremony, and then their follow-up, which was self-titled, Figures on a Beach, both are fantastic. I say that with the exception of this song, which was on the latter of the two. It was on the self-titled release, which came out in 1989. I think this one actually charted, so you may have heard this one on the radio. It's a cover of Bachman Turner Overdrive's You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Here's Figures on a Beach.
Yeah.
From the file that's just simply called Why. That's The Time Warp, performed there by Damien. I got that from an album called Cheggar's Choice. It's a compilation CD that's got a bunch of less than worthy songs, some of which are covers, but most of which aren't. As I was ripping that onto my computer to transfer over to the iPod, I realized, oh, this one deserves to have its place. Just can't hear that unless it's being performed by movie or stage performers. But maybe you think differently. Who knows? Before that, you heard Figures on a Beach, a band I'm a really, really big fan of that just missed the mark right there with a cover of Bachman Turner Overdrive's You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. And you'll find that on their self-titled release, which, as hard as it is to believe it, is really worth picking up. If you see that or you see their first album, pick it up. All right, I'm going to quit being a little commercial for that. Next up is Jerry and the Pacemakers, or Gary and the Pacemakers, I believe it is. Gary Marsden and, no, it is Jerry. I was thinking Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Jerry Marsden and his band. Great songs like How Do You Do It? I Like It. They were basically kind of poppy Merseybeat kind of music. And this comes from a 1981 concert album that maybe my problem with this one is that it's just so close to the original. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers with Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are.
This lovely girl, especially for Tracy and Sheila.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Oh, oh, and don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. Oh, oh, I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Oh, oh, you always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I'm no one clever conversation. I never want to work that hard. Oh, 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 I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Always be the same old someone that I knew. But what will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, and that's forever. This I promise from the heart. Oh, oh, I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. We'll be right back.
Hi, Brian. This is Bob from Los Angeles. I really love your show. Look forward to every new one that shows up in my little source pane in iTunes. And with the end of the year approaching, I know you're working on the best covers of the year, so maybe you want to save this until early the following year, 2007. And I don't know if you've ever done this before or not, but maybe you should do a worst cover song list or show, a whole show on the worst ones. And the reason I'm thinking about this is I just bought and was listening to Maria McKee's Live Acoustic Tour 2006 CD, on which the final song she covers Bruce Springsteen's Backstreets. It starts off promisingly enough with a beautiful piano, and then Maria, who I usually really do like her vocals, just totally overwhelms the song with that falsetto and weird stoppages in time of the song just to belt out some other part, and it's just a total mangling of a beautiful song. So I'm thinking maybe when the weather gets really, really, really bad there in Colorado and you're looking for something different, you should do a worst of Coverville. Thanks a lot. Keep up the great work, even if you do a worst of show. Bye.
restlessness. Remember all the movies, Jerry, and go see. Trying hard to walk like the heroes we thought we had to be. Left on the time to find we're just like all the rest. Huddled in our cars, we're forced to confess. Tell Helen on them back.
By request from Bob from L.A.
God bless you. And I
can't really argue with that. That's Maria McKee with Backstreets. Now, see, I was such a big fan, or I am such a big fan, of Lone Justice, and especially Shelter, the whole album. I thought it was just fantastic. But that, you know, you can't argue with the fact that she really puts a lot of passion into it, but for whatever reason, it just was too much, I think. Backstreets by Maria McKee from her live acoustic tour 2006 CD. And then before that, another live track, Jerry and the Pacemakers with Just the Way You Are from their Best of Jerry and the Pacemakers CD, of course a cover of Billy Joel. Alright, that's going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. I'm sure you guys have worst of lists, right? Well, get them into me, or give me a couple suggestions. Maybe we'll do this again, although it's so damn mean-spirited. But we can just call it. How about covers that miss the mark, right? Get those requests into me. You can either call in, like Bob did. And the number for that is 206-222-COVER. Or you can email me, coverville@gmail.com, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with another all-request edition of the show. We'll have Tina on for some trivia and play the things that you want me to play, as opposed to this episode, right? Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.